Well, Hurricane Irma made another landfall on the Keys this time. It's a Category 4 hurricane. It's the first major hurricane, Category 3 or stronger, to hit Florida soil since Hurricane Wilma in October of 2005. It's the longest stretch on record that Florida has gone without a major hurricane hit. And this storm will be major. Now moving up the north coast of Florida, there will be some wobbles a little bit to the west or a little bit to the east at times, but essentially headed right up to Fort Myers and then over Tampa with high and damaging winds and a serious storm surge that will push into the bay of Port Charlotte in the Fort Myers area. In Punta Gorda, very similar to Charlie in 2004, except this storm will have a greater storm surge, Irma will. And then over Tampa, we're going to have, where the eye moves on by to the north, a surge of strong west and southwest winds that'll push water deep into Tampa Bay. And this could be one of the greatest storm surges in quite some time for the Tampa area. The hurricane will then make it up to about the Big Bend area as a Category 1 hurricane by early Monday morning. And that'll be the closest approach to Jacksonville. And despite being 100 miles away, we still have high winds that'll be in excess of tropical storm force, anywhere from 40 to 70 miles per hour, but gusts of 80 and maybe even 90 miles per hour, especially at the coast and along the St. John's River. And any isolated tornadoes could easily produce winds in excess of 100 miles per hour. The rainfall will continue to be heavy today, not really directly associated with Irma. A combination of strong high pressure to the north and the very low pressure of Irma creating strong onshore east winds and a lot of moisture. So we'll see heavy rain today, and then the Irma rains move in tonight through the middle of the day on Monday. Rainfall totals a half a foot to a foot, with local amounts of as much as a foot and a half in some spots, especially closer to the coast. The rain will quickly diminish Monday afternoon as Irma moves up into Georgia and dry air is wrapped in the underside of Irma, but the strongest winds will not completely diminish until Monday night, which could delay power restoration across much of the area. Not to mention that most of Florida will have power issues, so crews are going to be spread thin, no doubt about that. And then by Tuesday, we're into the sunshine, but it'll be hot in the upper 80s to around 90, so anybody without air conditioning will be in pretty rough shape here for the middle of the week. We're looking at sunrise that is generally a little bit after 7 a.m., about 7:10. Sunset is about 7:35 p.m. That's important, of course, in case you lose electricity. That's when you can expect some natural daylight. So to repeat once again, in summary, Hurricane Irma made landfall in the Florida Keys early this morning with the eye going just east of Key West as a Category 4 hurricane. Storm will now move north toward Fort Myers, moving very near Fort Myers this afternoon. Still likely as a Category 4, and then a high-end Category 3 over Tampa by early this evening. Major storm surge for both locations, and then the hurricane weakening due to land interaction, upper level shear, and some dry air, but still potentially a Cat 1 by 8 o'clock Monday morning in the vicinity of the Big Bend, not far from Cross City, roughly 100 to 110 miles west of Jacksonville. On that track, that'll put Jacksonville and northeastern Florida in the area but we'll be concerned about for isolated waterspouts and tornadoes, especially tonight and tomorrow. The highest winds will reach Clay and St. John's County by about 8 to 9 p.m. near midnight for the I-10 corridor, including Jacksonville, and about 2 a.m. for the Florida-Georgia border. And those winds will average 40 to 60 miles per hour sustained, but gusts of 70 to 80 miles per hour. And of course, any isolated tornadoes will cause much higher winds. Rainfall will average 6 inches up to a foot, but locally as much as 15 to 18 inches of rain, especially closer to the coast. Conditions will improve from a rainfall standpoint pretty rapidly by Monday afternoon, but the winds won't completely subside until Monday night. It is time now to make sure that you have a place to stay for tonight and tomorrow. You all need to be in your safe place no later than 8 o'clock this evening, and preferably before, as there will be strong winds throughout the day today that will potentially drop trees and power lines. Stay safe, and we'll keep you updated round the clock on CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. Online, actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. I've updated Talking the Tropics with Mike. And, of course, if we lose power, we'll still be with you on the radio on News 104.5 WOKV. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.